Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. A final report by senior civil servant Sue Gray into COVID lockdown parties in and around London's Downing Street during the COVID pandemic was published this morning. She found that many of the events should not have been allowed to happen and that staff who raised concerns were not treated with respect. Speaking in the House of Commons in London in the last few minutes, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said he was sorry and took responsibility for everything that happened on his watch. But Mr. Johnson also used his statement to provide context for certain breaches.
The exemption under which they were present in Downing Street includes those circumstances where officials and advisers were leaving the government. And it was appropriate to recognise them, to thank them for the work that they've done. Let me come to that, Mr. Speaker. I briefly attended such gatherings to thank them for their service, which I believe is one of the essential duties of leadership, and particularly important when people need to feel that their contributions have been appreciated, and to keep morale as high as possible. I'm trying to explain the reasons I was there, Mr. Speaker. And it's clear from what Sue Gray has had to say that some of these gatherings then went on far longer than was necessary. And they were clearly in breach of the rules and they fell foul of the rules. I have to tell the House, because the House will need to know this, and again, this is not to mitigate or to extenuate, I had no knowledge of those subsequent proceedings because I simply wasn't there. And I have been as surprised and disappointed as anyone else in this House as the revelations have unfolded. And frankly, Mr. Speaker, I have been appalled by some of the behaviour, particularly in the treatment of the security and the cleaning staff. And I would like to apologise to those members of staff. And I expect anyone who behaved in that way to apologise to them as well.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. We can talk now to Lucy Fisher, Chief Political Commentator at Times Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome again to the programme, Lucy. Well, that's Boris Johnson's spin on this, but what did Sue Gray actually have to say in her report?
Well, she found serious failures of leadership in both Number 10 and the Cabinet Office and said that the senior leadership needed to take responsibility for that. In that, it was very similar language to what we heard from her interim report. But what was new was some of the colour and the narratives around the events that she was investigating. She talked about people drinking to excess and being sick, red wine stains being found on the wall, a late night altercation at a party to which the karaoke machine was notoriously brought. And for me, one of the grimmest passages of her report was a part that talked about Downing Street staff being disrespectful and treating poorly both cleaners and security guards. Now, she also included messages, texts, and emails between Downing Street officials about some of these rule-breaking events, and they revealed a preoccupation with the optics rather than the principle of rule-breaking. In one, Lee Kane, the Prime Minister's then chief press aide, talked about the comms risk of going ahead with a bring-your-own-booze party in the garden, making clear that he was more concerned about them getting caught, perhaps, than actually breaking the rules in the first place. In another, Martin Reynolds, then the Prime Minister's principal private secretary, quips that they seem to have got away with having drinks. So I think that there is this sense that people knew that what they were doing was against the rules. What remains to be seen now is whether this changes the dial for MPs who have so far kept their counsel and avoided calling for the PM to go.
Yeah, because she concludes that senior leadership at the centre, both political and official, must bear responsibility for this culture, but doesn't seem to spell out how that accountability can be delivered.
No, and in a way, I'm not surprised. I think, you know, given that this was an internal civil service report, she is a Mandarin, she's not independent, it's difficult to see how she could have judged or ruled on what an appropriate sanction or course of action would be. The Prime Minister has obviously given his initial statement to the House. He says he's humbled by her findings, he's repeated his apology, and he's attempted to draw a line under the affair by pointing out that he's already already changed huge swathes of the personnel that made up senior management since the pandemic. I think what we need to wait for now is to see in the coming hours whether Tory MPs come out against him. So far, we've heard in the House from Tobias Elwood, who asked colleagues whether they were willing to keep on defending the Prime Minister's behaviour and suggesting it was a distraction to the governing of the day that should be the Prime Minister's guiding preoccupation. But there haven't been new voices. Tobias Elwood is a senior backbencher. We've already heard criticise Boris Johnson.
Okay. We'll leave it for there. Lucy Fisher from Times Radio, thank you for that.